Good afternoon, and here is the weather for your region this week. Today has started rather dull and gloomy, with average temperatures of about 15 degrees and light winds. Tonight we'll see much the same, although there will be more clouds. Tomorrow morning will greet us with very heavy rain, although the rest of the morning will only be light rain. It will be cloudy in the afternoon with very good visibility for all those of you who will be watching sports. The rest of the weekend sees light showers with medium temperatures but strong winds. Next week sees heavy showers with scatters of sunshine, so make sure you have your umbrella with you at all times. That's all from me. Back to the studio.
Plenty of rain for you all this week then. Now we welcome to our studio our celebrity correspondent Harriet Robinson. So Harriet, what's the news with all the celebs this week?
Okay, so first of all, the ongoing battle between Jordan and former husband Peter Andre continues as he launches his new perfume and she parades her kids around at book signings around the country. So who's winning today then? Jordan in her hot red dress or Peter looking and stinking like a human Valentine's card? So far, we think it's a tie. The MTV European Music Awards are one of the biggest music events in the world, so when Robbie Williams pulled out of the ceremony in Berlin due to scheduling conflicts, the public was left wondering why, since he is nominated for an award. X Factor contestants and Simon Cowell's least favourite singing duo, John and Edward, have allegedly contracted swine flu after shaking hands with a hospital security manager who was diagnosed with the virus. He claimed the twins were two of the nicest people he had ever met and feels really bad about passing on the virus. EastEnders viewers' favourite Barbara Windsor is leaving the show after 16 years due to her retirement, leaving fans sad and thinking that the programme will never be the same without the Mitchell family favourite Peggy. A more local news story is that Alex Reed, current boyfriend of model and author Katie Price, was booed off stage at Amadeus nightclub in Stroud on Tuesday night. Eyewitnesses claimed he said he enjoyed being booed, however quickly left the nightclub soon after. Michael Jackson's movie, This Is It, will be submitted for consideration for an Academy Award, according to Sony Pictures. The film made an impressive $20 million in its opening 24 hours around the world. Fans can still see the film, but get there quick, guys. Only 1 week and 4 days left before the King of Pop will be truly laid to rest.